morning at the start of class. When it was Cassie's turn on the table, something magical happened. As her classmates channeled Reiki energy to her, she began to cry and say, thank you, over and over again. It was a powerful moment of healing. None of us will soon forget. This is why I practice and teach Reiki. By channeling Reiki energy, soul connections are made and lives are powerfully changed. My first Reiki experience is one I discuss frequently. It was during a difficult period when I lived deeply in the practical world, not really believing there was much more to this universe than what we experience with our five senses. At the time, I had a severe sore throat that had hung on for weeks, impervious to any medical intervention. Finally, in desperation, I went to what I thought was a medical doctor who also offered herbal remedies. It was worth a try, I decided. What occurred was not what I expected. She was indeed a medical doctor, and she did indeed also offer herbal medicines. But she was a Reiki practitioner, energy healer, and crystal healer as well. Instead of giving me herbs, she laid me on a table, arranged some crystals around me as I inwardly rolled my eyes, and placed her hands on me in various positions. I was suffused with warmth. And then something gave, and I started to sob uncontrollably. I continued to cry on and off for 3 days, but my sore throat went away, and while I get an occasional sore throat from time to time, I've never had one of that intensity or duration again. Likewise, once I'd stopped crying, I felt fantastic. This was the impetus for all that came after it in my life. My exploration of energy healing, crystal energy, Reiki healing, and metaphysics. It was the start of a spiritual journey that has changed my belief system and my life in wondrous ways. Today, I choose to share what I have discovered on my journey with willing souls who are also seeking something different on their life's path. I offer others tools for empowerment, healing, and self-discovery. Regardless of where you are on your path, this book is for you. It offers a primer on one of my favorite tools of empowerment, Reiki, a universal healing energy that has the capacity to change lives, and, I believe, to change the energy of the planet and the universe in positive ways. However, before we get to healing the entire universe with Reiki energy, it starts with you. In this book, I give you tools to get started with Reiki, recounting the history of Reiki, sharing with you how to become attuned to and use the energy, and offering you information about how to use Reiki for yourself and others to bring about healing that serves the highest and greatest good. If you're looking for an easy and understandable plan for becoming attuned to and channeling Reiki energy, this is it. We'll explore the common principles and practices of Reiki, and then look at various applications for correcting energetic imbalances that can cause physical, mental, and emotional issues. I'm honored you are allowing me to share this part of your healing path. Reiki has changed my life, and it can change yours as well. Namaste. The light in me acknowledges the light in you. I wish you wisdom on your journey. Part 1. Reiki Basics. Chapter 1. Introduction to Reiki. Reiki is an ancient healing energy. While it has likely been around since the beginning of time, in the West, the story we hear of its origins centers on the legend shared by Madame Huayo Takata, a Hawaiian Reiki master who brought Reiki from Japan to the Western world. It is Madame Takata who is responsible for the spread of Asui Ryoho Reiki, Asui Reiki, in the West, and Reiki practitioners who have trained here can trace their lineage back to and through her. She taught the history as an oral tradition, so it is sometimes difficult to differentiate between fact and legend. Where possible, I have tried to note which is which. Origins. All Western Reiki masters are required to teach their first-degree students the history of Reiki, tracing it back through Madame Takata and her master, Dr. Chujiro Hayashi,